Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To continue the tradition, whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking many of President Trump's tariffs on foreign goods. A federal court saying the president overstepped his authority.
The administration says they were operating under this Emergency National Security Act, and the court says, no, you aren't. That the National Security Act was not built for something like this. It's really Congress's authority to give it to you, and you don't have it yet.
National security law and policy expert Ryan Goodman, the Trump administration quickly moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will immediately begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. China, the second largest country of origin for international students in the United States, behind only India. Elon Musk leaving his government role. He claimed he could cut $2 trillion from federal spending. That was quickly reduced to $1 trillion, then to $150 billion. Musk also criticizing the president's spending plan currently being debated in the Senate. This is ABC News. A request for a mistrial denied for Sean Diddy Combs.
The request came during the testimony of an arson investigator who responded to Kid Cudi's home when the rapper's Porsche was torched with a Molotov cocktail. He showed the jury pictures of a slash in the canvas top, a malt liquor bottle, and a burned cloth used as a wick. Defense attorneys have said Combs was simply not involved. They accused prosecutors of unfairly suggesting Combs was responsible for the destruction of two fingerprints lifted from Kid Cudi's front door. There's no way to unring this bell, a defense attorney said, demanding a mistrial. The judge denied it.
ABC's Aaron Katursky covering the trial. Also this week, the case's star witness, Combs' former girlfriend Cassie Ventura, giving birth to her third child. A new survey from Bank of America shows 60% of people are unable to know if now is a good time to buy a home. Higher mortgage rates and high home prices combining to slow sales. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hey, tool lovers, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has a hot deal you don't want to miss. Right now, grab the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium XC5.0 2-pack battery, normally $296.99, now just $229. And here's the kicker, you'll get one of those tools free, an M18 2-gallon wet dry vacuum, an M18 compact heat gun, or the M18 6-pack sequential charger. Stock is limited, so hustle into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel and power up your toolbox today.
Thank you for joining us here at WRCO Radio. Fog was quite a factor earlier this morning, but that's not now, and it's full speed ahead for a Thursday morning commute. We'll share with you weather details in just a moment.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Mark your calendars for Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event. Coming your way Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, mouth-watering food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the vendors, and soak up some good old-fashioned summer fun. Calling all vendors. Do you want to join the party? Spots are just $30, but don't dilly-dally. The sign-up deadline is this Friday. So dust off your lawn chairs, grab your friends, and head on down to support local and shop small. It's all happening at Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event in downtown Boscobel, Sunday, June 8th. Don't miss it!
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's high 70 degrees with a slight chance of afternoon showers. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 50. Friday, 80 with a 30% chance of a few showers. Friday night, any showers ending and a low of 53. Saturday, 77 with a slight chance of afternoon showers. This morning, we've been as cool as 44. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 49 degrees.
Back then.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCO and Back Then, Right Now. Let's go. Yeah, absolutely. If I knew then what I know now, I'd probably wind up even worse. Oh, well. We'll see what old Hank's doing, that old world record beater. Coming up, this is Joe Diffie.
Who won't leave a hole in my heart. I just wanna love signs, $5 signs, and blinding lights like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Class of 2025 leaves behind the lockers and classrooms, but takes the memories forever. Congratulations, Riverdale Class of 2025 from Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, Foggy Bottom Woodworks and Foggy North, the People's Community Bank, and by Town and Country TV and Appliance.
Today is National Alligator Day. Hank's probably tackled a couple of those over the years. It's National Biscuit Day. It's also, this is exciting, Paperclip Day. Celebrate accordingly. Make one of those little chains. You know, we used to do them with pop tops back in the day, but now you can do it with paperclips. Make yourself a belt in honor of National Paperclip Day today. Some things to celebrate. We'll see what's going on with old Hank. Also, our birthdays and anniversary file will be opened in a few minutes from WRCO FM 100.9.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that. And they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. 2/3 of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
No matter what you're craving, it's always better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For over 100 years, A&W has been crafting that signature flavor with real cane sugar and a secret blend of ingredients that's downright delicious. Whether it's a hot summer day or just time for a treat, nothing hits the spot like A&W root beer. Stop by and sip the tradition. Made fresh and served right. Your hometown A&W is on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Community. Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
First choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you when it comes to stroke symptoms, speed matters. If you or someone you see is experiencing blurry eyes, a drooping face, weakness in the arms, or difficulty speaking, it's time to seek help. Call 911 or take them to the emergency room immediately.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey!
Good morning, young man.
There he is.
How you doing, buddy?
The Hankster. I am good.
How was your night off?
Yeah, it was fine.
Did you take the night off?
I'm trying to think.
Did you mow?
Pretty much. No.
Did you clean out the man cave?
Hasn't been a week yet. I do not mow more than once a week. That's my limit. No, I did not clean out the man cave. I was in the man cave digging, though, last night. Uh-oh. So.
Did you clean up the soy sauce?
There wasn't any.
Okay, because June probably already cleaned it up.
No, I didn't spill any this time.
So you do admit that.
I didn't have any delicacy that required soy sauce.
Now, who... we have a jar of pickles from last
week. Yeah.
Those are probably the best homemade pickles I've ever tasted.
Thanks to the Deidelhoff family in Cazenovia. Jeff even brought us down the... And it's in the old wide mouth ball jar. Yeah. Those are probably the best dill pickles I've ever encountered.
They're pretty good. And the cheese tray, a meat and cheese tray from... Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Salt Weedle Store.
Oh, my
Thank you very much.
Goodness. Yep. Unreal.
Yeah. Jeff's going to be on every day now.
Yeah. I heard he's taking my spot if he brings the cheese.
Brings food like that.
It's like, Henry, you're out. Those candy bars ain't getting you anything. So anyway, you know, way back when we first started this, I fixed your phone for an alarm clock.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, with my singing. And yesterday you asked me to help you set up... a new account that we have to have. So I did that, Phil. But your name, your username, like everybody will see this. It's Misty, Mr. Poopy Pants 1800.
Now I got to change it. Set it on the air.
Here's the thing. No, it's just your username.
I know.
But the best part about it is...
Let's be mature here. Come on. What's going on?
Well, we are. So you're welcome.
Well, here's the thing.
So when you're in a waiting room and like when you're in a waiting room to get on your meetings and stuff, it's going to say Mr. Poopy Pants 1800 in waiting room.
Right.
That's good.
That's all right. Here's the thing. I get really tired of all the passwords and usernames.
It is like absolutely frustrating.
And there's one, you know, with ADP, which we use quite often, they make you change it about every couple months. And I realize it's a security thing, but I just get used to one, and then all of a sudden I've got to change it. So that particular username came out of just a kind of frustration. Cynical. It's like, all right, put that on there.
Well, anyway, there you go. So I hope you enjoy that.
Oh, it reminds me of
you're welcome.
You remember the Naked Gun movies?
Yes.
Leslie Nielsen, and I was a fan of those. So one of
imagine
them,
that.
I think it's the second one, Naked Gun 2.5 or whatever it is. And they did a great job of always having people that were known as serious actors and actresses do these parts.
Oh, yes.
Say these ridiculous lines, and that's what made it funny. But there's a scene with Leslie Nielsen and Robert Goulet. Robert Goulet's playing the part, and Leslie Nielsen says something to the effect that, let's talk about this like adults, to which Robert Goulet says, all right, Mr. Poopy Pants.
1800?
No, he wouldn't say that. But I saw it at a theater in Madison, and I presume that some of the Madison crowd isn't into toilet humor. You know?
Right. Yeah, I'm not.
And I was the only one. I went, no one else laughed.
No one else laughed.
No.
Was June with you?
Yes.
Oh, I bet she was impressed.
And as we walked out that day, I remember there were two ladies behind me, and they were like, that's the worst movie I've ever seen. Should have went to something else, you know? What do you expect when you go to Naked Gun?
So what do you, especially if you've already seen the first one.
They didn't think that line was as funny as I did. I mean, it just caught me off guard. You know, it's not something Robert Goulet would normally say,
right,
obviously.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But now I got to change my username, so thank you very much.
But anyway, good luck with that. I put a nice password on there.
Use 7 characters. All right. Mickey, Goofy, Pluto, Barney, you know.
Barney.
That's only 4 or 5 characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hank and Phil.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Largest burp ever recorded, Phil.
Really?
Yeah. Today's world record day. Besides Mr. Poopy Pants, 1800. Longest burp ever recorded is a record of 1 minute and 13 seconds.
Wow.
That's impressive. Paul Hun from the UK.
What did he do, drink some soda pop or something for
him? Paul Hun set this record with an extremely long burp that stretched to an impressive 1 minute and 13 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Did he say excuse me afterwards, I wonder? Doesn't say that.
Ridiculous. Burping for over a minute is both impressive and bizarre, but it's just hard to justify a reason for this record other than just to be a pure novelty.
That boy,
I wonder if Mr. Rush is going to try to do that record.
Speaking of which.
Do you have him?
A pair of serial Guinness World Record breakers reunited in Idaho. David Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Records titles, reunited with former neighbor Jonathan Hollywood Hannon in Boise. Two men had been neighbors and record breakers for years. So the pair took time during their reunion to set another record. They were throwing a baseball back and forth. A few mistimed tosses, a solid rhythmic rhythm, and they've got a record now. The men successfully took the record 39 catches in 1 minute, throwing a baseball back and forth.
Is it one baseball, or can they use two?
I think it was only one.
I'm sure it's only one. You and I could strive to beat that one, Phil.
I don't know. You know, I've got to catch it more than once, you know.
It'll be right to you, buddy. Does it say have a baseball glove on? Do you have to have a baseball glove?
I think
glove?
They did it barehanded. I think I saw the video. They're kind of two-hand tossing back and forth.
It's a hot potato.
Yeah, right.
Longest time spent. Speaking of bathroom humor.
Oh, where are we? This is just going nowhere.
It's going right down the drain. Longest time spent spinning a basketball on a toothbrush. get this, 12 hours.
That takes some coordination.
Gary Pearson of the U.S., he spent over 12 hours balancing a basketball on a toothbrush while keeping it spinning. You'd have to be dedicated and a bit crazy to spend 12 hours spinning a basketball on a toothbrush.
Wow.
I hope he didn't throw the toothbrush away. You could actually use that when you're done. There's some good stuff in there.
I could. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Never tried to spin it on your finger? I could never do that very well either.
No, I didn't have any balance.
No.
The only thing I spent on my finger was like
Uh-oh.
Like on the bench.
Oh, like that.
Oh, you want me to come in?
Come in?
Sit down, Mike.
When you're on the bench, too, you always wanted to sit next to the coach, you know, because you think that maybe he would see you and like, oh, yeah. You know?
No, not my coach.
Oh, you want
no,
to sit
away? Beat you up.
So you fought to be to the end of the bench, you know? So,
yeah. Well, hey, I'm down here.
And at the end of the bench, you were near the cheerleaders, you know, so you could, you know, I got caught up on all the cheers and everything.
We didn't have cheerleaders.
Didn't you?
Very, very little, if we did.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way we spell success.
We just wanted to score a bucket.
A bucket.
A bucket.
Yeah.
Largest collection of Elvis Presley memorabilia. This
yes, yes.
Over 40,000 items.
Oh, my.
Todd Slaughter of the U.S. It's one thing to appreciate music legend, but 40,000 items feels like more like hoarding than collecting.
I would say.
That's but, nuts.
But it is. But it's possible because they put Elvis's likeness on everything.
Oh, yes. Like, look at, hey, baby. Hey. Have yourself, you know.
I don't
a blue
think,
Christmas.
I don't, oh, Blue Christmas. I don't think he ever sang Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I think he did, didn't he?
I don't think so. Yeah. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. Fastest 100 meters on all four, Philip.
Oh, my goodness.
You could do this.
Oh, well, maybe. I could do that better than I could on two.
Kenchi Alto ran 100 yards or 100 meters in 15 seconds.
On all fours.
On all hands and feet like a chimpanzee.
They used to call that bear crawl.
Bear crawl, yes.
I think.
I think the Bears got offended and we can't call it.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, that could be.
You know, like they woke a bear up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to wake a bear up and take a picture of it.
Part of Mr. Gukinek's punishment after the mud in the helmet incident.
That you did?
No,
do it,
no.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
I, all I said was do it, do it, do it. But part of the punishment was we had to crab crawl. You know, that'd be mm-hmm. on all fours. Or no, that'd be on back, going backwards.
Yes.
Crab crawl, 50 yards, then turn around and bear crawl 50 yards.
Oh, my goodness.
And do that like about five times.
Mm.
Needless to say, Phil was quite...
Hey, you're pretty good at that, weren't you?
Tired. Well, yeah, back then, I couldn't now.
Your mom probably called him and said, thank you, can you do that tomorrow?
Exactly. I think we did it for 2 weeks, though.
Really?
I think so.
Well, that's impressive.
And all I said was do it, do it, do it. That was a lot of punishment, so...
Well, I think we should bring this to trial someday.
We're going to bring, we're going to get Gukinek on. And unfortunately, I think Marty Richards has his defense all figured out.
Yeah, so. I think he's hired an attorney and an attorney for every one of his witnesses.
He has. He's going to say that he was coerced by me.
He's trying to get out of a punishment that's due for him.
Yeah, right. And all I said was do it, do it, do it.
So you really feel that you're innocent?
Absolutely. I didn't make them do it. I just
sounds like they were bullied if they didn't do it.
Oh no, I couldn't bully anyway. Could bully a flea.
I wish you couldn't bully us around here at work. Well, anyway, Mr. Poopy Pants 1800. I hope you have a great day.
By the way, it has an exclamation point. I had to put that in there too.
I hope you have a good day, Mr. Poopy Pants! !800. Everybody,
get ready for Sunshine Golf and Giving Back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine, from Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes. There's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy, bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
This day in history, 1790, Rhode Island became the 13th and final original colony to ratify the United States Constitution. 1977, Janet Guthrie, remember her? She became the first woman to race in the Indianapolis 500, finishing a total of 29th. A.J. Foyt won the race for his record fourth Indy 500. That was 1977. And in 2004, the World War II Memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. was dedicated by then-President George W. Bush. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to these fine folks. Brody Ringelstetter, happy 19th, from Grandpa and Grandma. To Sandy Ward from Park Street Christian Church. Braylon Seifert, happy 16th, to our wonderful grandson with lots of love from Grandma and Grandpa Nottigall. To Barb Halland from Five Points Lutheran Church. Megan Heisel from Lori and the Guys. And Megan Keys from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita. From the Bloom City Town Crier, today on the 29th of May, to Maya Doman, to Christy Dewar, and Marce Jelinek. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Becky Huth, to Brody Ringelstetter, Clayton Lee, to Jordan Layer, Marce Jelinek, and Greg Gokenauer, all celebrating birthdays. Happy birthday to Kane Moran and Nicole Holm, from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions saluting Nate McCauley, Zach Nanke, to Terry Ostrander and Braylon Seifert, all celebrating today. And happy anniversary to Andrew and Lexi Lederhaus from Lori and the Guys.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always
always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure. 50 degrees at WRCO Radio. We're headed towards 70 later. Joanne is coming in with the news in just a little bit today.
Far across deep blue water lives an old German's daughter by the banks of the old River Rhine. Left her. Now I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fräulein. Fräulein, Fräulein, walk down by the river. Pretend that your hand's holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein. That I left behind in a moment of glory. A face comes before me, the face of my pretty Fräulein. Fräulein, Fräulein, look up toward the heaven. Each night when the stars start to shine, by the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein.
Willie! Willie now Nelson, WRCO. Hey, this is Phil Nee, and I thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Coming up next, our news update. I'll check sports next hour. We'll go over all the scenarios for the baseball and softball playoffs today, and a little later on, the trivia question of the day right here.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 51 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Patchy fog early today, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. A slight chance of a shower this afternoon with a high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 50. After a low this morning of 44, it's 51 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Muscadet man lost his life in a motorcycle versus tractor crash Tuesday night. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grand County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 133 near Taylor Road in the town of Muscadet. When deputies arrived, they learned Matthew Griffith, 37 of Muscadet, was eastbound on Highway 133 operating his motorcycle. At the same time, Brian Perkins, 52 of rural Richland Center, was also eastbound on 133 operating a tractor, pulling a large planter, traveling in front of Griffith. The investigation determined that Griffith collided with the rear of the planter on Highway 133 near Taylor Road. Muscadet Fire and EMS were paged to the scene, but due to his injuries, Matthew Griffith was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. Perkins was uninjured. It was determined that lighting on the tractor and planter were illuminated and working correctly at the time of the crash. Griffith was not wearing a helmet, and speed is also believed to be a contributing factor. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Muscadet Police Department, Grant County Coroner's Office, Muscadet Fire Department, and Muscadet EMS. Hormel Foods Corporation is recalling approximately 256,185 pounds of canned beef stew product that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically wood, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced. The canned beef stew item was produced on February 4th. The product subject is to recall is 20-ounce metal cans containing Dinty Moore beef stew with Best Buy February 2028 and lot code T02045 printed on the can. The lot code may have an additional number at the end. The product subject to recall bears establishment number EST199G printed on the can. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the establishment notified FSIS that they had received three consumer complaints reporting pieces of wood in the beef stew product. There have been no confirmed reports of injury due to consumption of this product. Anyone concerned about an injury should contact a healthcare provider. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Senators Amy Klobuchar and Peter Welch to introduce the SMART Act, Strengthening Medicare and Reducing Taxpayer Prices Act. The legislation would expand the number of drugs that Medicare can negotiate lower drug prices for, reduce federal spending, and give the Department of Health and Human Services stronger tools to negotiate lower drug prices in Medicare Part B and Part D. According to preliminary estimates from a model by West Health and Verton Research, if the Smart Prices Act was enacted in 2026, it would save 33% more by 2030 than current law. It would also allow Medicare to begin negotiations earlier and bring down the price of more expensive drugs. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says President Trump's tariff and trade policies are chaotic and harmful. The Wisconsin Democrat cited an example during a tour of Peck Family Farms in Chippewa Falls Wednesday, noting that the president said he was going to impose a 50% tariff on the European Union only to back off days later and defer them by more than a month. Baldwin said the authority to implement trade policy lies with Congress, not the executive. She said it's her impression that Trump is talking about handshake agreements. Baldwin said Trump's chaotic trade war with China, Mexico, and Canada, the nation's three largest trade partners, makes it harder for Wisconsin farmers and producers to plan for the future. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says the House passed Big Beautiful Bill budget reconciliation contains unacceptable spending, and he'll continue to dig his heels in to oppose it. During an appearance at the Milwaukee Press Club Wednesday, the Wisconsin Republican said he'll put pressure on House and Senate leadership and President Trump to get serious about reducing spending because you don't defeat the deep state by continuing to fund it at President Biden's levels. Johnson said he doesn't talk about cuts, but about returning to reasonable pre-pandemic levels of baseline spending using the same expenditures that Presidents Clinton, Obama, and Trump in his first term laid out. He said that's just returning to a reasonable spending level. Johnson and fellow Republicans Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are opposed to the House bill, and Johnson said he believes more Republican senators are opposed as well. It's the third day of the nurses' strike at Meritor Hospital, and today hospital leaders will meet with union reps in an attempt to strike a deal. WKOW reported they've had more than 20 bargaining sessions so far this year. Meritor staff say they've stayed very busy, and their hundreds of traveling nurses have provided top-notch care to patients. Nurses in the union say they're not satisfied with safety staffing and pay accommodations. Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joined the picket line yesterday, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. The strike is set to last through the weekend. It's the first time the Service Employees International Union of Wisconsin has called a strike for any workers in any sectors. A mediator will be part of today's bargaining session. Meritor released a statement saying, "During the duration of this strike, the rhetoric may lead the general public to think that we have major issues. But the reality is that while there are always improvements to make, we are running an award-winning hospital. We remain willing to work with our team members to make improvements in areas where they have voiced." The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa nearly 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date, but they are currently inspecting the bridge. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service. Otherwise, the closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. The Department of Natural Resources asked anglers to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. The Wisconsin law requires draining live wells, motors, and containers before leaving a boat launch or fishing spot to prevent transport of diseases and invasive species from one water body to the next. The DNR says you can help by inspecting all fishing equipment for attached aquatic plants, animals, or mud. If anything is attached, to make sure you remove it before heading to a new body of water. You should also dispose of unwanted bait in the trash and never move live fish away from a water body. More information is available on the DNR's website. Madison police say a 6-year-old accidentally shot himself. The child is in serious condition from the Monday incident at Harmony Apartments on the city's east side. Madison police say the boy allegedly got hold of a holstered but unsecured handgun and shot himself in the head. Police arrested the boy's caregiver, who was also the gun owner, on recklessly endangering safety, felony neglect, and negligent handling of a weapon charges. Harmony Apartments, the site of 2 gun deaths in 2023, was declared a nuisance property before new owners took over the complex. The Iowa County Communications Department reports responding to a call Wednesday night around 5:15. Responders were sent to an overturned semi-crash on State Highway 80 near Aid Road in the township of Pulaski. The Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, Alliant Energy, and the Department of Natural Resources responded to the scene. The driver was transported to a local hospital by ambulance.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Thursday, May 29th. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwok. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. The Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok is assisting the family of Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval. Dennis S. Ryan, 71, of Toma, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Philip Catholic Church in Soldiers Grove. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Torkelson Funeral Home of Toma is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dennis S. Ryan, 71, of Toma. Catherine Maud Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Maud Kate Flansburg, 99, of Boscobel. Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 until 1 with a 12:45 prayer service at the Reedstown Advancement Association building in Reedstown. Burial will be in the Manning Cemetery, rural Viola. The Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua is assisting the family with arrangements. For Nolan O. Turnmeyer, 87, of Reedstown. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th, at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday, June 20th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Casanova.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool, historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria.